MC Lob Shear, the host of the Cash Flow Ninja podcast and also the president and chief wealth and investment strategist of Producers Wealth, where we help our clients integrate cash flow banking, also known as infinite banking, with their business and investments. If you're interested in learning more about how we create strategies that integrate cash flow banking and investments to turbocharge them, you can access a video series at yourownbankingsystem.com. That's yourownbankingsystem.com.
Welcome to the Cash Flow Ninja, the podcast sharing how to create income streams and manage, multiply, and protect your wealth in the new economy. Here is your host inside the dojo, MC Laubscher.
Hello, Cash Flow Ninjas. MC Laubscher here, and welcome to another episode of the Cash Flow Ninja. I have a great show for you today. And today's show, we're going to look at a strategy to manufacture wealth. In this episode, I share a conversation I had with Jason and Pili Yarusi on their awesome podcast, the Real Estate Investing Foundation podcast. Jason and Pili were guests on the show on episode 349. If you missed it, definitely check out the interview that I had with them at cashflowninja.com/349. I was also honored to speak at their real estate meetup that they host at the New Jersey's Multifamily Investment Club. You could check out the group and join them on meetup.com. If you're interested in joining our investors group, you can go to cashflowninja.com/investors group and fill out an application form or email me at info@cashflowninja.com to start the discussion and to see if you're a good fit for our group.
Are you having a hard time finding great investment properties? Unfortunately, the best deals are rarely found locally. Successful investing begins with the right properties in the right markets. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best deals across the United States. Our simple, proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly cash flow. Learn how to find the best deals by downloading your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing at noradarealestate.com. That's noradarealestate.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome again to the Real Estate Investing Foundation podcast with Jason and Pili. We have the absolutely delight of having MC Laubscher on our podcast. Welcome, MC.
Thank you so much for having me on, guys. Excited to be here.
Well, absolutely excited to have you. And if you don't know MC, you do know the Cashflow Ninja. So on that point, we're really psyched to have him on today. And a little bit about MC. MC is a wealth strategist, educator, and financial freedom fighter. He is the president and CEO of Producers Wealth and creator and host of the popular and top-rated business and investing podcast, Cashflow Ninja. His purpose and mission is to help producers and creators create, protect, and multiply their wealth in any economy without getting ripped off by Wall Street and their governments. MC challenges existing societal belief systems and misinformation around concepts such as money, saving, investing, wealth, and retirement. And we're very excited to jump in here today. MC, thank you so much for being on with us. And let's just do a quick recap here. So you have so much going on here. We talked a little bit off air, but what really started in your real estate? What was the first thing that you said, well, this is the direction I'm going?
You know, real estate as an asset class for me moves a little slower. So you could see it coming. You could see trends. You could position yourself for it and you can capitalize it. It's not something like Bitcoin, for instance, where you wake up, overnight and all of a sudden it's all gone, right? So I like the fact that it moves a little bit slower. I like the fact that it's as positioned favorably as possible as far as taxes. And I also really like the whole idea of cash flow that it provides, right? So cash flow appreciation, tax advantages. So it just made a lot of sense for me.
Boom. So that makes sense.
If people ask you today in just like a quick elevator pitch, if they say, MC, what do? What do you tell them?
I would say that I'm in the wealth creation business. We have a wealth creation firm, not a wealth management firm, because we don't manage people's money. We assist and help our clients in implementing and executing strategies. So and help them to create processes and systems for wealth creation. So I would say we're in the wealth creation business, not the wealth management. So we're there to support them and coach them and advise them.
You guys can create wealth for me anytime you want. So that said, if I came to you and I was like, MC, I need your help. I'm looking at getting into real estate. I have a few flips going on. How would you help me?
Yeah. So the first thing that we would take a look at it is some of your goals. All right. And then we would set up systems and processes for you to predictably help you to get to your goals as quickly as possible. So two things that we focus on, two concepts, is liquidity and then cash flow. So and those two concepts and terms are used a lot by family offices. I had a meeting with some folks in that space, and they mention it constantly. So we would set up a liquidity system for you first, because money has to reside somewhere. So we try to set it up let me rephrase that. We try to position your money as favorably for taxes as possible, right? So for instance, we would take a look at a dividend paying whole life insurance policy with a mutual insurance company, because it has guarantees, predictability, tax. It grows tax free in there. And then it also has the ability to do multiple things simultaneously in different places. So that's why we park a lot of our money there, as opposed to IRAs and brokerage accounts and all that kind of stuff. And then we would leverage the money in our liquidity system to put it into income producing assets, such as for the flips. So you're your own bank at that stage. And once your flip is completed, and you've made your profits and you've sold the property, you can direct the cash back into the liquidity system and move on to your next project and your next flip and rinse and repeat.
Nice, nice. You're talking my language, because we were talking a little bit off camera and you were saying something about systems. What are systems and why do you need them?
Yeah, systems is just a set of processes and procedures within a specific area of your business. And what they do is that they allow predictability, and they also allow you to track and monitor them. So for your business, for instance, I know from a marketing standpoint that if I do a couple of things, I would have a certain amount of leads, right? And mm-hmm. from those leads, I would have a certain amount of people that actually go through my funnel, watch my webinar, and eventually come onto my list. And from that, I can kind of figure out how many people would actually consult with us, and then how many people we would convert in doing clients. Now, if I don't have the leads, I know that there's something wrong with my messaging. I'm doing something wrong in that area. If I'm getting the leads, I'm getting people to watch the content, I'm getting people actually to get on the phone with one of our advisors, but that's not converting into clients, I know that there's a bottleneck, for instance, in the conversion, in the sales part of it. Because you have a system, you can track and monitor it and make adjustments and figure out where things are not efficient. So you stay on top of your business constantly. And with investing, it's the same thing. You know, we utilize the system and procedures that I just mentioned for you, that includes the strategy of cash flow banking, right, that uses insurance and kind of dovetails it with the real estate asset clause. So we know if we're not parking our money in there, first you got to make money, then you got to protect it. Cash flow banking protects it, and then you have to multiply it. So we try to keep it very simple, to systematize things, make things simple and easier to track and monitor, and to get predictable results when you do things over and over within your business.
Maybe if you could talk to an example here for systems. Would someone, if you're talking about someone who's trying to ramp up their flipping business or create a passive income stream through rentals, what is steps that you see investors taking where they're usually off path and you help to redirect them?
Yeah, so one of the things that I consult with my clients with is the goals, right, of what they want to accomplish and what they want to achieve. And the biggest mistake that I see people make is, well, I want to achieve financial freedom and independence through real estate. But then they still have all these other things going on, because guys, collectively, we all have the attention span of a gnat, right? There's so many shining objects and so many moving things. And what? Wait, what was that?
Yeah, exactly. So I don't even know if I have that for a gnat. So you're giving me a lot of credit here, but I'll take it.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Exactly. So we always look at all these shiny objects and things around, and we get distracted easily. So when you do have systems and processes in place, it kind of like takes away that. But yeah, what I do see people would say, hey, I want to achieve financial freedom through real estate. Well, why do you still have money in a mutual funds, right? Why do you have money sitting in this account doing nothing? Why are you scattered all over the place with all these eggs in many different baskets? Why aren't you focused, laser focused, like this is what successful investors and billionaires do. Why aren't you doing that? So that's the biggest mistake that I see people do right away is they just, they're very distracted. They know where they want to go, but they don't align all of their assets and their resources to be able to achieve that. So it would be the same thing of me trying to get from to LA from New York, right? So I would go, and now I'm going to Chicago, and I'm putting in a half a tank of gas, right? It's just, you got to figure out where you want to go, and then you have to get all of your resources and your, aligned, and then systematize that to get you where you want to go.
Love it. Love it. And so you have so many different real estate businesses and businesses for helping wealth generation, wealth creation for your customers, with really just hitting on all cylinders. How have you been able to get to this level? Is it trial by error? Have you leveraged mentors? What has really allowed you to get over this hurdle and just create this dynamic business?
Yeah, I would say it's a little bit of both. So it's trial by error, definitely. It's mentors, it's coaches. Because that's, you know, for me, the quickest way to get results, and this is kind of, I wish someone told me this 20 years ago, was to find someone that's already doing what you're doing, what you want to do, study everything on them, and be very selective, right? I pick about 5 people every year to study what they're doing, and that's almost too many. Because 5 people is a lot, so I'm still trying to trim it down a little bit. But find someone that's already doing what you want to do. Learn and study and just consume everything on them and see what they're doing. And then also bring in coaches and mentors to help you implement and execute that strategy. A network, right? A community that keeps you accountable, that helps, you know, keeps you motivated. For me, I always want to surround my people that I feel like, whoa, what am I doing in the room? I don't belong here, right? So it raises kind of my game. And then it's just back to planning it out, mapping it out, and putting in systems and procedures. And you'll do that with the help of a good coach.
Fantastic. Who are the 5 people that you're following right now?
Oh, so at the moment for me right now, where I'm really, really, the 3 people I'm really studying, Grant Cardone. Studying everything on him, what he's doing, his social media, his marketing, and so forth. Yep, 10 exit. So mm-hmm. Ty Lopez is someone that I nice. Follow and study and look at, constantly looking at what he's doing. And of course, Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, who you cannot keep up with Robert and see what him and Kim and the Rich Dad community is up to. And then the other two, I kind of like, things are and people of where I want to go. So I'm always studying what JLD's doing, John Lee Dumas. We've mentioned him before.
Yes.
Because he's always re-engineering his business. He's always trying to take it to a next level and making adjustments along the way. I mean, he's been so successful that a lot of folks would just kind of keep doing what they're doing, right? But he's trying to win the next season. And then from an online marketing strategy, I would say like the other guy that I'm also studying, because he's kind of doing what I would like to do is Mike Dillard. So I've been a Mike Dillard student for quite a while. He's an absolute ninja online with digital marketing. And he's also positioning himself for the educational trend, which I think this is just going to snowball. I think that, there's going to be an enormous opportunity for education online, right? Well, there is right now, and there will be for the next 5 to 10 years.
Fantastic. So everybody that's just listened to that, go back, rewind it. You need to listen to the top 5 people that MC just said that you need to follow. and follow them. They're all great, great people, pioneers in this industry.
And so you've created this great brand. Let's talk a little bit about branding. What really stands out for you about creating a brand? What are some tidbits that you could give to listeners who are out there that are trying to create a niche for themselves, whether it's in their brand for creating a real estate investment firm or their brand trying to be a podcaster or a social media expert? What's something that really stands out for you creating a brand?
Yeah, and thank you for that. Branding is super, super important. That's the one way that you're going to differentiate yourself in the marketplace, is a strong, powerful brand, because there's a lot of folks out there. We live in a very busy time. So for me, in creating a brand is trying to figure out exactly first what you stand for, what you're looking to accomplish with this brand. Because a brand has to reflect the company's core beliefs, the company's philosophy, and the principles and values of it. And I think once you have that established, and you communicate that, and then also the brand also has to have a why, right? Like the Cashflow Ninja, we're trying to help folks in a very fast-changing environment share information to help them create income in this new economy, right, and in the information age. So we have a very big why. I don't come from a lot of money. My folks are middle class. I grew up middle class. I've seen a lot of financial pain in my life. I've had a lot of financial pain personally. So that ties into my why and the brand's why. And then it's also, as Simon Sinek talks about a lot, is to communicate the why in the brand. And I think that's one thing that we try to do. We try to get better at it every time an opportunity that we can, is just communicate this why. So folks don't necessarily want to know what you do and how you do it, but also why you do it. Have some fun with it. You know, we're also a little bit of a rebel brand with crazy colors and a ninja and, you know, crazy sounds. So you have to be entertaining. You know, I try to be. I'm not doing stand up anytime soon. But I think when you're passionate too about what you do, people connect with authenticity, right? So being authentic is important, because I think there's the online world is full of folks in cars and boats and popping champagnes and all these lies. But I think what people really connect to is seeing that, you know, it's a real person. They have real problems and issues. They're trying to figure stuff out too. You know, I'm not the foremost authority on anything. I'm just trying to figure stuff out along the way and sharing my journey. And I think that's important for brands too, is never, ever lose that authenticity. You know, we see, I look at a lot of what's happening outside in the media right now too. One of the things that I study a lot every day is just this evolution. Media has completely changed. So one of the reasons that I mentioned that is to tie into authenticity and connecting with your audience. And I think that's, for instance, that a lot of the big networks, they've lost that. And I think you could see that in the numbers and the folks moving away to online YouTube shows and so forth, and streaming more rather than turning in and watching TV, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
You're listening to the Cashflow Ninja podcast. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Life settlement investments have allowed financial and banking institutions to not only buy their equity contractually, but also diversify their capital from any economic, market, and geopolitical risk. It's been part of the $1 billion blueprint, followed by institutional investors. And if you're an accredited investor, you can also now participate in this vehicle with enormous growth potential. You can watch an informational webinar presented by one of the premier organizations providing life settlement investments, Penumbra Solutions, at cashflowninja.com/life settlements. You're listening to the Cashflow Ninja podcast, and are back to our interview.
Well, since you mentioned it, because we don't usually ask this until the end of the podcast, but what is your big why?
Yeah, I would say for me though, it's my super, super big why, just from a personal level, is just to create the life of my dreams for myself and my family, first, right? My wife and my son, and super excited. We're having another one joining our family in December.
All right.
So thank you. Yeah. So
congratulations.
That's my big whys, is my immediate family and also my family that's still in South Africa and all across the world. My sister is in Australia. And then because of that, why it ties into the why of my business, right, is because of entrepreneurs and investors trying to live amazing lives and do reach their full potential. They know that they have to produce as much value for other folks to be able to do that, right? You know, no man's an island. You know, if I want to get what I want, was it Zig Ziglar that said that? I need to help other folks get what they want. So because I'm trying to fulfill my potential and trying to do that, I'm trying to help as many other people do the same thing. So it kind of ties in a little bit together. But you definitely do need a solid, solid foundation and core block. And family's definitely been one for me.
Fantastic. And we love foundations here.
Yeah, it's exactly right. I was just going to jump on that point. And so talking about the financial struggle, there's just millions of people that are in this boat today. What keeps them on the sidelines?
Yeah, that's a great question. So people struggle financially, I think, because of what they know and what they don't know. So, and what I mean by that is I think that there's a huge problem with education. And that's why there's such an opportunity, right? There's a huge, huge problem. The school system is obsolete. It's a model that's so outdated. People are not taught anything about money. It's based on the Prussian school model for folks that want to research that was designed to creates factory workers in the industrial age and good soldiers. So we still have bells ringing in schools telling people when to eat, you know, when to take a break, just like in factories, right? Because it was all connected. So there's no money being taught. So I think all the knowledge and stuff that is being taught to them and the knowledge base that people have about money is everything that they hear in the media. And that's all sales pitches. That's a system that's designed for two parties and two parties only, and that's the government and Wall Street. So everything that they think that they know that they should do actually benefits those parties. You know, max out your 401k, buy a house right away, right? A primary residence. Go to school and take on massive amount of college debt. I mean, just think about it. Your biggest expense, taxes. Every single thing that you're being taught to do benefits two parties that control the game. You know, Robert Kiyosaki's got a great game, Cashflow, the Cashflow board game. Your listeners might have played that game. Mm-hmm. One of the big things is Robert basically shows you the game, not just the board game, but the game that's out there. You know, you have the rat race, which is where the trap, which people are in. They live, they consume, they spend, and they just try to survive. And they, for some reason, cannot get out of it because they do everything that they've been told through media and financial advisors to do. And then you have the fast track. That's where the accredited investors are in real life, right? That's where you get to invest directly into oil and gas and a lot of commodity projects and gold and silver mines, directly invest into real estate projects. That's where all the big deals are. So that should be the primary goal, not just in the board game, but also in real life, is to try and not get stuck in that rat race, but try to figure out how to escape the rat race and get into the fast track. And one of the things that I do love about the game is the players in the game. You can either be a nurse, you could be a doctor, you could be a teacher, because it's so true. It doesn't matter where you start or what you're doing. Anyone can, if they apply themselves, educate themselves, and invest in their own education, get out of that rat race and get on the fast track.
Nice. So what would your first, I guess, advice be for anybody who's stuck in the rat race? How do they get out of it?
The first thing that they have to do is to acknowledge that they're there. You know, we humans, we're interesting creatures. So we don't like to admit that we're wrong. And we've got this whole societal thing going on as well, where, you know, we have to keep up with the Joneses, which is bankrupt, by the way. The Joneses is drowning in debt next door, and they're trying to figure it out too. So we have to admit that first, you know, we're stuck in the rat race. And then the second thing that we have to admit is that, you know, I don't know what I need to know to get out of the rat race. And I think therein lies the big thing about education, to then try and educate yourself, invest in yourself, invest in your education, find mentors, find coaches. They're all online. YouTube has got a ton of free content. And then kind of start from there. That's what I would say where people would start is, first, you got to realize there's a problem. Second, educate yourself. Know that your best thinking got you to where you are currently. You know, when I was down in the dumps, at a low point in my life, that was a very, very hard pill to swallow. But my best thinking got me to where I was. And a different type of thinking was going to get me out of that. And then the other thing that I also want to say is you always have to educate yourself. So, for instance, your goals shift and change, right? So if you, for instance, go up in the levels, like you, for instance, the first thing that I would say that folks need to do is establish financial security is the first level, then financial independence and economic independence. That's where your income from your businesses or your investments or your passive income exceeds your living expenses. And then financial freedom ties into that, and then financial significance. All right, now what? You know, I've got all this money. I support my charities. I live the life that I want. Now what? All of those levels require a different mindset, a change of thinking, a different education, a different group of people that you surround yourself with. So you always have to be cognizant of that and always try to grow in to that person that you see yourself in the future, or the person that you need to be to achieve the next goal and the next level.
That is so fantastic. Yeah, and I need great. To repeat what you just said. So basically, your best thinking got you to where you are. So wherever you are in life, good, bad, wherever you think you are, you got yourself there. And just financially, you should look at things in terms of security first, independence next, freedom after that, and then significance. And each of these levels take different mindsets. So again, I'm going to say this one more time. Rewind, or whatever you have to do on your computer. Listen to that again, because that is such value that MC just gave us all.
So let's take, and thank you for that. That was incredible. Let's take a slight detour back into real estate. What kind of space does MC like to deal with? Where do you like to invest in real estate?
Yeah, so at the moment, it's changed quite a bit. I mean, I started, my first property was in, it was quite a while ago, 18 years ago. And I mean, I started small too, 2-bedroom, 2-bath. Then you kind of grow from there and also look at different niches within real estate that's undervalued, right? Right now, multifamily has got compressed cap rates. There's not a whole lot of deals left out there. But mobile home park syndications, for instance, still does provide a really good return and is an asset that's also recession-proof. Meaning, you know, if we just look at asset cycles and market cycles, every 7 to 10 years, we hit a recession just because of the system that we live in. So I'm not a soothsayer, but things are very frothy. And we could probably see a recession in the short term, or in the, you know, at least in the next 5 years, I would say it would be very abnormal. Looking historically back. So positioning yourself into something that also flies and does well in recessions is also very important. So that's something that I'm personally looking at right now and getting into.
Love it. Love it. So if we now look at your business as a whole, where are you transitioning your business for these next 5 years? Where does MC go? Where is your in run for this next 5-year scope?
Yeah, I think the podcast has set a great platform for me to do a couple of things and reach a lot of folks. So we'll still continue to do the podcast, and we'll build on that foundation, just to provide more educational resources, courses, and so forth. So I think I can see that. That's especially in the short term, that's definitely a focus. And then also from a business side, Producers Wealth, which is my company, where we create these systems and processes. You know, we're expanding. We're doing different things. We've got a licensing partnership actually with Grant Cardone and his team to also provide their training platform. So to bring in a production system. So you'll have a production system. Got to make money. You'll have a liquidity system. You got to protect your money, and then you've got an income system. You got to multiply your money, right? And then it ties into the legacy part. And what that also does, the licensing partnership with Grant Cardone and them, is it also takes our company global. So, which we've been a U.S. Focused company, we also then have the ability to help clients all over the world. Yeah, so that was kind of the thinking behind that. But yeah, in the next 5 years, I would say, you know, right now I'm looking at the next 6 months and the next 12 months, and that's definitely a focus. But I could see over the next 5 years that we continue to grow. Producers Wealth, we've got clients in about 38 states right now in the U.S., and then also clients in Canada. So we continue to expand and grow, and we're set up in a way to optimize to be able to help as many folks, because it's a completely virtual company, which I was kind of nervous at attempting in the beginning. There's not a lot of them out there. So we're able to consult with clients wherever they are, all over the U.S., U.S. and Canada. So
who are some of these rogue states holding out on you right now? Give us to us. We got New Hampshire. We got them on the list.
New Hampshire's on there. Kind of funny though too that there's a number of states where there's quite a number of clients in certain ones. We have quite a number of clients in Washington State, for instance. We have a lot of clients in California. We've got a lot of clients in Florida. So. It was just interesting reviewing it too, you know, where folks are coming from and what states and so forth. So, wherever you are, you know, we'll be happy and honored to work with you and serve you.
That's awesome.
Fantastic. So before we let you go, we have some kind of more personal questions for you. Not too personal.
Okay.
If you had to battle a monster, what weapon would you use?
Oh, that's a very, very good question. What weapon would I use? Well, you know, you kind of have to be cunning a little bit these days with monsters, you know? They're very unpredictable. So,
as anyone with young kids know.
Yeah, exactly. Basing it on the Cashflow Ninja, I'm definitely going to take some nunchucks with me to throw it out.
Love it.
Nice. I'll bring my nunchucks out too.
I love it. So, morning routine, do you have one and what is it?
Yeah, it's changed quite a bit since becoming a dad. But I still like to get up early. I like to get my workout in the morning, get the blood flowing. So I try to do that 4 to 5 times a week. After that, I kind of make breakfast and reflect a little bit on the day, what lies ahead, write down my goals, express my gratitude. And that's before my son wakes up. I have breakfast with the family, my wife and my son. We chat a little bit, laugh, get some family time in, and then I head into to the office. So, it's a routine that I like and enjoy and gets me off to a good start in the day.
That's beautiful. That connection with family is key. So do you have some words that you live by?
Yeah. So, Grant Cardone talks about, you know, success is your duty and obligation. And I really resonated with that. That's something that woke up a lot inside of me. So I've kind of taken on that mantra too, of that it's my duty to my family to be as successful as I possibly can. So that's kind of the things that push me, because there's challenges constantly, daily. It's definitely not easy. The road less travel is the road less travel for a reason, right?
Yes.
So that's kind of the thing that drives me, that every time things get hard and get tough. By the way, entrepreneurship is the greatest self-discovery experiment that there can be. The things that you think to yourself, and the self-doubt, and and this doesn't end, by the way. I've spoken to very, very successful folks, and they even say, no, it still happens. You just have to figure out how to talk back to that person. And that's how I talk back to myself, is, listen, you know, you can complain all you want, suck it up. It's your duty. So regardless of how you feel, because feelings really don't matter in this world, you've got a duty, and you need to do that. So that's kind of how I talk back to that person that's still there. I think everyone's got them inside of them. And it's worked pretty well for me since I started doing that.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. Incredible. Well, MC, this has been great. If people can find more about you, where's a platform or platforms they can find more about you, your companies, where do you want to direct them?
Yes, and thank you for asking. So cashflowninja.com is just where the weekly podcast is. We do 3 shows a week with Cashflow Ninjas, how to create income in the new economy and in the information age. And then also I host a webinar, an evergreen webinar at yourownbankingsystem.com. Basically, in that webinar, explain all of our systems and processes and delve really, really deep into the vehicles that we use. And by the way, they're just vehicles, you know, that we use in the system. Real estate, insurance, businesses, crypto, they're just vehicles. They just are. You know, people ask me usually a lot, you know, is real estate a good investment? Is insurance a good investment? I just say it depends. You know, it depends what you want to do with them in your system. So we dive into the system there. It's yourownbankingsystem.com. And they can also check us out at Producers Wealth. That's the website for that.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, MC, for all your value. That was just amazing, amazing content you just gave us.
Thank you so much. I've really enjoyed this. I love the questions. And I really love what you guys are doing. So this has been a great experience.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much, MC.
MC Lobshire, the creator and host of the Cashflow Ninja and president of Producers Wealth. And I'm on a mission to help you achieve economic and financial freedom as quickly as possible. I achieve this by integrating the infinite banking concept with real estate investments to increase your efficiency and returns and recapture cash flow that you're not even aware of that you're losing. I share the number one strategy for investors in my holistic wealth creation course at yourownbankingsystem.com. That's yourownbankingsystem.com. Thank you for joining me again on the Cashflow Ninja. Thank you for all your support. You rock. If you like what you hear and appreciate what we're trying to build here at the Cashflow Ninja, please subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes and share our show with family, friends, and your network. If you're not a subscriber to our newsletter, you can sign up for our newsletter at cashflowninja.com or text cashflowninja to 44222. I'm also posting daily videos on Facebook and YouTube and will live stream weekly starting May 2018. To make sure you don't miss any of the live streams, please like and subscribe to my Facebook and YouTube platforms. I'm also dropping content on Instagram daily. Be sure to follow us on Instagram to get in on the action. I want to thank you for spending your most precious resource with me today, your time. That's our show for today. Until next time, live a life of passion and purpose on your terms. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. The information being presented and considered does not consider your particular financial objectives or situation, and it does not make personalized recommendations. This material is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified tax and legal advisor or other qualified professionals, and you should not use the information in place of a customized consultation with a licensed professional regarding your specific personal financial objectives, situation, and needs. We believe the information provided is reliable, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, timeliness, or completeness.